Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 525. I am sitting next to my open window recording this because it is a gorgeous late summer day outside and I wanted the fresh air to blow in. So you may be able to hear the chirping of the late summer bugs. Anyway, today I wanted to update you on how we are settling into this new chapter of life, having a child in college. Last week, I shared with you our move-in experience and how I survived it and the process I went through without even realizing I was going through a process, but the process I went through to put myself in the best emotional state to be happy and excited for my son and not too sad for myself. So as of today's recording, he has been there for 1 week, and I wanted to share with you how things are going with him and with me. He called me later the same day that we dropped him off. And he called me to tell me that his teammate had asked him to play in a grass volleyball tournament last weekend. So I was really excited for him that he was immediately getting settled and getting connected with his peers at school, which was really awesome. He got the opportunity to go up last year when he was looking at the school and talking to the coach. We went up for a visit and we met some of the teammates on the volleyball team. And as a potential recruit, he was invited to come up and do an overnight where he stayed with one of the boys in their dorm room and shadowed them through their classes that day. And then that evening went to volleyball practice with them and then came home the next day. And so he already knew a bunch of the team before he even moved in last week, which was awesome. The coach had regular Zoom meetings throughout the spring and summer during the pandemic and the quarantine and the shutdown, which kept them all connected, which was awesome. So anyway, he played in a grass volleyball tournament on Saturday, and he and his teammate lost in the finals, which is the best outcome he's ever had, either in a school or club tournament or a beach tournament. And that was the first time he had ever played grass volleyball. So he was really excited about that outcome. And I was really happy for him. We have spoken probably 5 of the last 7 days. And I'm trying to be very mindful of not initiating too much contact with him because I want the flow of connection to be something that he navigates. I'm not never reaching out to him, but I'm trying not to do it too much because I don't want him to feel like I'm hovering over him. He has called to ask a few questions, such as he needed help answering a few questions on the health form that he had to fill out on his first day there, or his second day there. And he asked about how to get, what options we had for getting Microsoft Excel on his computer. Fortunately, the school provides Microsoft Excel if they go to the tech center, so that's awesome. So he's asked a couple of, you know, business-related items like that. And then Saturday, I asked him to call me, let me know how the tournament was going and what the outcome was, and he did. And then otherwise, a couple of eventful things happened for him and his classmates at his school. His second day there, which was the second shift of move-in days for freshmen, a pipe burst in his dorm and wet a couple of the ceilings. Fortunately for him, it wasn't his ceiling, but a couple of the other rooms were damaged. And then over the weekend, a toilet overflowed in someone's room, which ruined the ceiling below them. Again, it was not his room, but it still was an adventure, and they had to have plumbers come in and check every room and make repairs, and then the leak still happened. They had to come in again, so it was an ongoing issue that took a while to straighten out. And then Monday was the first day of classes, and a severe thunderstorm ripped through the area and knocked down three huge electric poles, which knocked out electricity to almost the entire campus, with the exception of the gym, which is on the other side of the river. So the whole campus had no power on day one of classes. So that was a bit of an adventure. And one of the graduation gifts that friends of ours gave to my son was a laundry basket filled with things that you might need at college, like little bottles of laundry detergent and snack things and all kinds of different things that a college kid might need, a water bottle. But one of the things that my friend put in there was battery-operated candles and some batteries to go in them. And I thought, that's interesting. He probably will never need them. But we put them in there. And he texted me Monday and said, I'm not even here a week and I already need the candles. And I said, why? And he told me what happened. So those battery-operated candles came in handy on day five of him being there. Later that evening, when it was already dark, one of the other dorms had to be evacuated because there were bats flying around on the second and third floors. So the kids who lived in that dorm had to be evacuated to the gym, which was the only building on campus that had electricity. And then they were given the option to either sleep in the gym if they wanted or go back to their rooms if they didn't mind the bats flying around. What an adventure for the first week of school. And that was only the first day of classes. So then the second day of classes, the morning of classes on Tuesday was canceled because they didn't know when power would be restored. Thankfully, it was restored in the wee hours of that morning. So everything seemed to work out and everything seems to be calm on day seven. So it's been quite an adventure up there and quite a bonding experience for these new freshmen. So it's been really lovely as his mom to get a little bit of information from him about what's going on. I'm also in the parent Facebook group for the students of his class and at that school. And they were posting some stuff about the power outage and the bats and all that kind of stuff. So it's been nice to kind of stay connected to him in these ways. And I wanted to say a couple of other things that have occurred to me this week. I realized that one of the hard things about your child going to college is that you're no longer part of each other's everyday lives. So, like, you don't pass each other in the kitchen when you're getting up and having breakfast. You don't give each other a kiss goodnight when you're getting ready for bed. You know, you don't have that intimacy that you share on a daily basis. But you still can be a part of their world and then be a part of yours. You just have to figure out what it's going to look like. And I think the better your relationship is going in to that this new chapter, the easier it is to figure out and navigate. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping parents to develop strong, healthy relationships with their kids. Because as you go through challenging times in life and turbulent times and stressful times and times of growth and change and new chapters and new phases, the stronger your connection is with your child, the better able your relationship is going to weather those changes, and the better able your child is going to be able to weather those changes because they have that strong connection to you. So it's really important, whether your child is 3 or 5 or 7 or 10 or 15 or 18 or whatever age they are, it's so important to strengthen that bond with them and to figure this parenting stuff out, because I am telling you, I am living it. I am experiencing it. The benefits of developing that strong, close relationship with your child. It's so, so worth it, and it's never too late. So if your child is a senior in high school now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's too late. It's too late. I have less than one school year left. It's too late. I'm here to tell you, it's never too late. It's never too late to strengthen that bond. Your child wants to have a close relationship with you. Whether they're angry with you now or frustrated with you or resentful, whatever, still in the core of their heart, they desperately want a better relationship with you. So any efforts you make to improve that relationship and strengthen it is going to be valuable for you and them. I promise you that. And if your child is 5, there's no better time than now to strengthen that relationship and figure out parenting and figure out how to give them freedom and boundaries and love and connection and boundaries all at the same time. There's never a better time, and it's never too late. The other thing I wanted to share that I have noticed over this past week is, you know, I always talk about how it takes a village to raise a child, and I so, so believe that. A village being extended family members, friends, parents of your kids' friends, teachers, doctors, coaches like me. It takes a village to raise a child. And what I noticed this past week is, as I've talked about and shared about the experience of sending my son off to college, so many people have sent me messages and checked in on me. So many moms who have already sent children off to college. It's like you get suddenly you're a member of this large community of people who are, of parents who are so loving and so understanding and so supportive. They've traveled the path and they are there to cheer you on and support you as you enter this new chapter with your child. It's a beautiful, unspoken community of people, and I'm so blessed and thankful for each of you who have sent me messages and checked in on me. You're just wonderful in that way, and I really feel your love, and I really feel your empathy with where I am as a parent, and it's really beautiful. And I'm excited to offer that same love, support, and empathy to other parents who send their kids off to college, or even just send their kids off to trade school or a new job or a new career somewhere. I am happy to support all of you. So those are some of the things I can share from this first week of being a parent of a kid in college. I have had times where my heart felt a little sad, and times where I certainly missed seeing my son, and where the habitual part of me realized he wasn't home and wondered where he was and when he was coming home, and then had to quickly realize, oh, he's not coming home tonight because he's at college, right? So it's been a little bit of that, but thankfully it's not been as much as I expected. And each time I hear from him, I'm overjoyed and delighted to hear what he has to say or why he's calling. And overall, I'm feeling thankful, I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling good, and I'm really getting used to this new chapter that he and we are in. So I hope that my story gives you some inspiration and encouragement and ideas in your home as you navigate wherever you are with your children. And as always, feel free to reach out to me if you need any extra support wherever you are on your journey. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a joyful and grateful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.